Danny Ball, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me. First of all, how is Paddy? So well remembered, a stalwart from 1986 All-Ireland Final. I know he's had a very bad time.
Paddy's gone through a very difficult time regarding the illness that he has. He is going through rehab with the great help down at Spruce House in Halton Galvin. And he goes in there from Monday to Friday and then comes home at the weekend to his family. And he's trying hard to get things back again, Paddy, but it's something that we don't know what it is that's holding Patrick back or has caused him the deterioration in his health that he has at the moment.
It's a remarkable fall in health, because for a man that was so active, so fit, so physically fit and astute, all of a sudden struck down by what has been really described as a real freak, isn't it? A real freak illness.
Well, it's mysterious because the doctors can't tell us what it is. It's a neurological condition. And but Patrick is—he's with us. He has shown a little bit of improvement from the early part of the year, where he's trying hard. Those that know Patrick know just how determined he is, and trying to get him to walk again, to feed himself and stuff like that. Those things are just wiped away from him very, very quickly.
Yeah, the suddenness, I think, of it all took everyone by surprise. And I know his colleagues from that team of 1986 were really taken back by it and shocked by it. But this is a great way now of getting Paddy motivated again as well, and raise a few pounds for all the care as well. The golf days, it great idea.
Well, it is, and it's something that's probably stemmed from his, maybe from Mark McCrory and Finbar McNamee, former manager and players, Noel McGinn, John Lynch, Damien O'Hagan, Eugene McKenna. You know, I could go on, and like Kilpatrick, right down the line, all those players that played with Patrick, the Mallon brothers, they've all been down seeing him, and they've all been very concerned just as to whether what they can do for him. And it's very difficult to know what you can do for someone in this situation, and we as a family are greatly appreciative of the support that people are given.
Well, I think when a sportsman, in particular, of a young sportsman, he is still young at the end of the day, you know, is struck down in such a way, I think everyone wants to rally around. And as you say yourself, Danny, it's difficult to try and sort of pinpoint what you can actually do. The golf day, I know you're heavily involved in golf. You're a former captain there at Newton Stewart, and I know you're keen on golf. This is a great way of bringing people together. And even the boys, I know, talking to one or two of them over the past couple of days that can't play golf, they're still going to try and go and play as well.
Well, the day's open for anyone, and again, it was Patrick. This was muted to Patrick at the early part of the year, and he was all for it, and there's only one place he wanted to go, was to back to Newton Stewart, where he was a member there himself. He played a bit of golf, and that's where he wanted to be, and Newton Stewart Golf Club have been very good to us, providing the facilities for a Saturday, which is hard to come by. And we have to thank them very much for that as well.
And what a Saturday this as well. The day before, the eve of an All-Ireland semi-final. There'll be some buzz, there'll be some football chat as well. It'll be a great day, even if you just want to go down and mingle. I think that's the occasion too, isn't it, Danny?
Well, I think so, yes. It's going to be more or less it's a day to be there for Patrick. And no doubt, knowing Patrick and the way it is at the minute, he will be up at Newton Stewart Golf Club at some stage. Because he's confined to the wheelchair when he's out and about. But there's no doubt that Patrick will want to be up at Newton Stewart Golf Club at some stage, whether it's at the prize given or in the early part of the day. And maybe knowing Patrick, he might be there in the morning and he could still be there at night.
First of all, I have to say, Danny, it's great to hear that he's making steady, albeit not fast progress, steady progress in the right direction. Now, the teams on the day, it's open teams, any combination, £100 per team, well worth it for the day's crack.
It is indeed, and there will be a meal included in that as well for people. But again, the groundswell of support for this, it's overwhelming, Paddy. And as again, we don't know what we can do with it. If we can provide better facilities for Patrick to get him that another wee stage, every little bit helps at this stage.
Absolutely. Now, if people want to get involved, yourself or Finbar, the contacts, is that right?
Yes, and the timesheet is up in Newton Stewart Golf Club.
And filling up fast, I'm told.
It is indeed, yes. But our own football club and the Tyrone County Board have weighed in behind as well. And I know there's other areas and other, you know, people have the same difficulties in their own communities with individuals. And that's why it's overwhelming for us to just think that people want to support Patrick and get him, because there's lots of other cases out there as well that need the same support.
Well,
we're very mindful of that. But again, the Throne football, Throne Gales, that Patrick played with, and they've been tremendous to him, even coming and visiting him at the house and in the hospital. It's been, it hasn't went unnoticed in the family anyway.
Well, the one thing I was going to say to you, Danny, was that Paddy brought so much happiness to people as a footballer at club and county level. An absolute gentleman to know as well. Good to see that he's making steady progress. I think it's important to note as well of people who can't get along to the golf on the day, that's August the 24th, to maybe make a donation or maybe do something for Paddy.
Well, that's good to hear that, Paddy, you know, but as I say again, the family are very appreciative of all that's done. And first and foremost is if we can get Patrick, like we're told that the condition is... it's non-reversible, but he has proven medical people wrong in the past, coming back from the horrific car accident that he had and played in All-Ireland finally.
That's right.
Proven before that the medics don't always get it right, and they're mystified by it as well, you know. And, but there's great support from everyone, which is good. And it takes it all, Paddy, I can tell you.